Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, and lest we forget, the Tenkar's Tavern Discord server, where all our interviews, or sorry, our fireside chats take place on. This is going to be part of this episode, part of tonight, is going to be inspired by a fortune cookie, of all things, that Rachel opened earlier today. And it says, better to do something imperfectly than to do nothing perfectly. And I think that's one of the things that we look at the Memorial Tomb Kickstarter with Benoit and Ernie Gygax. That is part of the issues that we're having. Benoit is striving for perfection, and that is why we're getting nothing. And human nature, reality, is there is no such thing as perfection, really. Everything has some kind of slight imperfection. You're not going to find a perfect role-playing game, the first role-playing product, perfect map. Close enough is generally what we look at or seek for success. And I saw this fortune when Rich read it to me. I'm holding it in my hand right now. It spoke to me because that's the issue with a lot of creators in our hobby and beyond, but we'll stick within role-playing, is that they don't want to release something until it's perfect. Now, I'm not saying that we want something that's horribly imperfect, something that's fucked up. No, you want something that is certainly usable. You want something that is mostly error-free, but you don't need perfection. Striving for perfection to some extent is not bad, but not ceasing your work until you hit that point. As you close that gap, okay, and take your hands, put them in front of you, like pretty much shoulder length apart, and then close it halfway, and then halfway again, and halfway again. Each of that's going to, that's how close you get into perfection, and halfway again, 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 halfway again. As long as you're striving closer, each time you're getting closer to perfection, it's looking really great. And at some point, for the average eye, it's not going to be acceptable. You're going to think those hands are touching, but the reality is, if you keep on doing halves, those hands will never touch. And that's what I think striving for perfection, it becomes an obsession. And there, you have to reach a point where, I hate to say it, people go, "Oh well, good enough is not good enough." No, good enough is good enough. That's why it's called good enough. Okay, so I think that's a large part of the reason why we don't. We're looking at a practice that's 3 years late, and I have no clue on how much closer it is to being completed or how close it is. Couldn't tell you. No clue. Here's the other thing I'm talking about today, because it's going to affect a number of people. Because I've had people reach out to me via email, via direct messaging, or personal messages, or whatever the service that you're talking to calls it. And it's like Google Plus is closing down. April 1st is the last day. April fucking Fool's Day is the last day for Google Plus. Isn't that somehow fitting? And they want to know, well, how am I going to follow the podcast? How am I going to follow the tavern? You want to follow both at one place? The Tenkar's Tavern page on Facebook is certainly one way to do so. You can go and join the Discord server for Tenkar's Tavern. The links go up there too. On Twitter. Yes. Believe it or not, I'm actually using my Twitter account now, because Google Plus is going bye-bye. Twitter is certainly something that people get their information from. And I'm putting links to everything that goes out, whether it's on a podcast or a blog side, out via Twitter. But what if you have your Google Plus account? Well, you've got a limit. If you're hearing this podcast and you want to save anything from your Google Plus account, And I really don't know what the hell you're saving. I did it. I had Google, archive my Google Plus account. And then they send you an email with zip files. I'm sure there's stuff in there that's worthwhile. I don't know how worthwhile. Here's the issue with Google Plus. Okay. When it was young, it was vibrant. It had a lot of people participating in conversations. And I said, I had, 9,300 people. I should probably tell you right now, right? I should probably just go into Google Plus and go to my profile. And I'll tell you exactly how many people have me circled. 9,274. Okay. On Facebook, I think that number is about 2,300. Yet Facebook's the last couple of years. Now, this isn't going forever. But for the last couple of years, Facebook has been sending anywhere from 3 times to nearly 10 times the traffic as Google Plus to the blog. I looked at my stats. What does that mean? It means that those 9,274 followers I have, maybe 1 in 20, 1 in 50 was active, maybe. So, I mean, Google Plus is, Google is shutting down Google Plus. They're not shutting down a vibrant system. It's been on life support for a while, but why? Why? Because it's been mostly neglected by Google. When they cut Hangouts out and made it its own product, not attached to Google Plus, that was a warning sign that Google Plus was going to go on a buy, on a wayside, wave to it. Now, when that happened, then you weren't able to integrate third-party apps like Roll20 into Hangouts, which became an issue at my group. It's a disappointment. I don't know how viable Hangouts is to Google. Google Plus was there to do what Facebook does. It was to mine the community for data, generic, localized. I mean, not you, but they were getting statistics for your community of what people were doing and communicating about, probably shopping and everything else. And they got what they need. And that's why we're losing it. But in my case, it's not the huge loss it is for others that were really wired into Google Plus. Like I said, from my experience, Google Plus was being interacted with a lot less by members of my community. But as I said, if you are on Google Plus and you want to know how you're going to be able to find Tavern Chat, you can go on to, actually, easiest way, I put an episode out every day. Okay, I have done so for 10 months, over 10 months. You can subscribe with Anchor or pretty much any of the podcast services out there. You don't need to catch an update on Google Plus. You don't need to catch an update on Twitter, although it's fine if you do, or on Facebook or on MeWe or on the Discord server. Just subscribe direct, okay? And then you don't miss an episode. Just know sometime before midnight I'll have an episode up. If I don't, well, if the world's not ending, I probably have a huge personal crisis going on. But otherwise, I'll be there. All right, folks. So if you're going to get your G Plus stuff, get it like now. Because April 2nd, it's gone. If they're blowing it up, they're scrubbing the servers. I don't know. They're going to probably sell it to Netflix or something like that. Or maybe Disney, so Disney can run their new on-demand service. I don't know. But it's going to go away. No longer a point to mourn it. No longer a point to feel bad. Just a point to move on. Okay? So, move on. You got the Tavern Chat podcast. What do you need? Jeez. All right, folks. Be good. Stay healthy. Spring is here. Woo-hoo. April Fool's Day. I'm not saying I am not doing an April Fool's podcast. I'm not saying I am. I don't know. I'll see what I feel like when I wake up. God bless. Roll those dice well. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.